among the mountainous landscape of central Anatolia in Turkey, lies an enchanting and historical region known as Cappadocia. The landscape here is uniquely varied. Areas of arid dry land are interspersed with more dense green space and grassland, perhaps owing to the variety of hot, dry summers, balanced by cold, snowy winters. Not only that, but numerous clusters of volcanic peaks, affectionately known as fairy chimneys, pierce the surface and rise sharply into the skies. With such a mixed landscape, Cappadocia might not seem like a very likely area to find human dwellings and livelihoods. However, the region is, in fact, well populated, with a thriving community. Civilizations here have thought up intelligent methods to make the area hospitable throughout many centuries. Cappadocia has a storied history, with records that date all the way back to the Bronze Age. The territory was ruled by an array of different empires and leaders through many centuries of both peace and conflict. It's said that after ending the Persian Empire, Alexander the Great tried to rule the area by way of one of his military commanders. But a Persian aristocrat, known as Ariarathes, somehow became king of the Cappadocians, albeit still under the rule of Alexander. A few centuries later, Cappadocia became a province of the Roman Empire. The region's leader at the time had influence in the Roman civil wars. Originally, he was said to have supported Pompey against Julius Caesar, but eventually declared his loyalty to Caesar after his victory over Pompey in the Battle of Pharsalus. Eventually, the region progressed through periods of Christian and Byzantine rule, a time when many of the extraordinary churches and chapels were carved into the soft volcanic rock. Then finally, the region became Turkish Cappadocia some 1,000 or so years ago. Fast forward to today, and the region is populated by roughly 300,000 permanent residents. The people here have found ways to adapt to modern day life, whilst maintaining the impressive historic features. Cappadocia makes for a beautiful, scenic area to pay a visit to. Tourism has become increasingly abundant here. But today, it's your turn to discover the sights of the region for yourself. In recent times, Cappadocia has established its fame and popularity further. This is largely thanks to an experience that has attracted visitors from all over the world, the hot air balloon. Although this incredible aircraft is used for leisure in many countries, Cappadocia has become something of a capital for the most breathtaking hot air balloon sights that you can find. The tradition has expanded in popularity over a number of years here, and is now observed almost every day in this part of the world. Today, you will be taking your ride in one of the hot air balloons. Rising bright and early, before sunrise in late spring, you wander outside onto the quiet streets of Garema. By day, the town is bustling with locals and tourists. A plethora of cafes, restaurants, and hotels are packed into the narrow streets. The modern community here thrives on its tourism. The architecture of pale beige rock and stone buildings throughout the town gives a consistent, charming look. As you await for your transport, the majority of people here are still asleep. This gives you time to peruse your surroundings, appreciating the artistry around you. Opposite is a building with numerous balconies. On the railings are a number of beautiful hanging plants and flowers. Vibrant pinks, purples, yellows and reds spread across the railings, patiently awaiting the morning sunrise. The flowers bring a pleasant lift of colour to the town and capture the essence of tranquility in this region. After a few minutes, a silver minibus pulls up beside you. The driver hops out and slides the passenger door open. You confirm your name on the list and make your way into the minibus. A small group of visitors are already inside, each of them smiling as you make your way toward the empty seats at the back. Once you're safely buckled in, the driver pulls away and heads toward the takeoff site. Some guests struggle to keep their eyes open as the minibus rocks gently over the road beneath. But your excitement keeps your eyes focused on the passing scenery.